Good afternoon. My blog for today is called The Cat with Two Lives, Part 3. He was so sore, but he didn't think of that as he ran as fast as he could up the tree trunk away from the vices of the vicious dog beneath, and he sat as still as he could, perched on a thick branch, watching the dog prowl around the tree below. Thankfully, he heard a shout from the edge of the forest, and the dog bounded off in the direction of his master. Thomas then knew it was safe to come back down, and away he went to Shirley's, limping in through the door and up to his favourite patch of sunlight on the couch, where he now had his own blankets to cuddle into. After a while, Shirley returned to the room and saw to her dismay that he was injured and could barely move. Pete came in to her cries of help and saw for himself the dilemma before him. They quickly wrapped Thomas up in his blanket, and while Pete drove, Shirley nursed him on her knee. They arrived at the vet's, where they quickly set up an emergency operation, sedating Thomas and preparing to wash, examine, and stitch him back up again. While they were there, Shirley and Pete had asked if they might search for any identification chip. None was found, so after paying the bill, Shirley and Pete left with a rather sleepy, drugged Thomas sitting on Shirley's knee once more. Home they went and made him a cozy corner on the couch, swaddled in the warmth of blankets and towels. And so Thomas rested for several days, only getting up to eat and to relieve himself. After 2 weeks, Thomas had recovered enough from his injuries to think about Marjorie again. So off he trotted through the forest back to Madry, being on constant alert in case he met up with that horrible dog again. Madry was so pleased to see him and quickly put out fresh food and water for him. As she got closer to give him a cuddle, she saw that he had stitches in his shoulder. "Oh my goodness, you have been in the war since you've been gone, my little friend, and someone has loved you enough to get you seen to. Now you stay here in the warm while I go see the vet to find out what I can about these kind people." And so it was that Marjorie met Shirley and Pete, and they laughed together as they put two and two together and traced through the forest path that separated their streets. And that is the story of Thomas, who led two lives and lived for the rest of his in happiness with his three humans. And that's the end of my three-part story. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.